Gaza's health ministry has warned that around 135 basic medicines and over 150 disposable medical items have run out of stock. Director of Pharmacies in Gaza's Ministry of Health has urged international health organizations such as WHO to intervene immediately to save the lives of hundreds of patients. He also blamed the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank for not sending Gaza's medical needs.
This situation, if continued without any solution, would be catastrophic. An immediate intervention on the part of international health organizations is needed. Pressure must be exercised on the Israeli side who left the siege and also on the PA in order to send Gaza's medical needs.
The travel restrictions and the frequent closures of border crossings have led to the lack of proper medications and the inability of chronically ill patients to seek medical treatment abroad. Patients at Shifa Hospital, Gaza's main medical center, say that they are dying slowly in light of the shortage of medicines and proper medical care.
This is the sad reality we face inside this hospital due to the lack of medicines. Patients like me have to buy medicines from the black market. What can we do? We are dying waiting for medicines to come through border crossings.
Israel originally tightened its blockade of Gaza in 2007. After Hamas came to power, about 6 months ago, Israel eased its economic blockade of the territory. But there has been little improvement here, as only a fraction of the aid needed has made it to the people trapped in the coastal enclave. It seems there is no end in sight for the plight of Gaza residents, especially patients, unless the ongoing three-year land, sea, and air blockade is fully lifted. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.